This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk about this. The red-white scrimmage is on Saturday. There's legitimately things involved in, I don't know, position battles. Like they start their season next week.
Yeah, the Saturday.
We spent most of their time on the volleyball day in Nebraska, but they start their season next week. There's multiple position battles at play, and they got to play each other. So this is like, it's a scrimmage, but it's a big deal. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's always interesting with Nebraska volleyball because there's always so much talent on the roster anyway. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about the setter position. We're talking about some of the outside hitter spots, right? They feel good about their libero. They probably feel good about their DS, generally speaking.
I think so. Setter, the second middle blocker. Outside hitter.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's a great spot to be in, right? Because you're bringing in these top-rated national classes anyway. But it'll be interesting. I mean, that's kind of one of the preseason conversations for any volleyball team every year is do you feel good enough about two setters that you want to go with that two-setter system? Do you feel like you have the one star who can rotate all the way around and be a force at the net when they're in the front row too? And just the fact that this competition is extending to this point in camp, to me would suggest that they have that depth. So maybe they find a way to utilize that as opposed to having, you know, kind of the Kelly Hunter type who's around all six rotations.
I think they would love to have a setter who's in all
ideally,
six rotations.
But it's sort of like a quarterback battle. Like,
yep.
Like if you're having a quarterback battle late into camp, it's kind of what you make of that. Like, you want one guy to take the reins, but because one hasn't, you kind of have to, yeah, I guess, enjoy the depth that you have there. I think that's sort of what they're experiencing, especially at that setter spot.
The two setters there are Kennedy Orr and Bergen Riley. Mm-hmm. One of them is a junior who was the number one player in the country as a recruit when she came out. One of them is a true freshman who was not the number one player in the country but was the number one setter. Up to this point, I think we've seen that one of them is more of a playmaker, that being Orr. She can make some plays that maybe nobody else can make. But Riley maybe has been more dynamic, maybe a little bit more consistent. That's one battle to watch. At the middle blocker spot, Becca Alec is for sure going to be a starter and maybe an All-American. We don't talk a lot about Becca Alec because A, she's not a freshman, B, she's not a junior, and C, she plays a position that at Nebraska hasn't gotten as much attention since Lauren Stiverns left.
Mm-hmm.
Stiverns was a middle blocker.
Right.
But I think she has a chance to be an All-American. Who's going to be next to her? Well, who's going to be that second middle blocker? Could be Maggie Mendelson. It could be Andy Jackson. So that'll be something for people to watch. At the outside hitter position, if you have one setter, you don't generally play four hitters, I suppose. I guess that's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
So if Merritt Beeson is on the floor for almost all of the rotations, she is the right side hitter. The outside hitter is between Lindsey Krause, Allie Batenhorst, and Harper Murray. Now somebody's got to back up Merritt Beeson at right side hitter, and that could be Caroline Juravicius. But I think that'll be the thing that we all watch, and it could be somebody else too. But that'll be the thing that we're watching a little bit is, does Harper Murray, who's a true freshman,
top recruit,
blast her way into playing time?
She looked good at the spring scrimmages that they had, and like really good. So yeah, maybe and like I feel like the conversation that we had earlier about how much do you build for the future versus what you have now, I feel like that conversation applies a lot more to the volleyball team than it does with what Matt Rhule's doing in year mm-hmm. one. Because to your point, I mean, if you have a star freshman setter, does that person give you the best opportunity to win this month? Certainly they do in 2 years. If you bank that experience now, you're going to be better in 2 years. how do you balance that with winning right now? And I think that's always an interesting conversation when you bring in a freshman class as dynamic as the one Nebraska did, is how much do those players jump in right away? You see that a lot more in college volleyball than you do in football, for example. How much do they jump in right away versus, you know, leaning more on some older players who maybe haven't been stars necessarily in their own rights as Nebraska would view them, but have been solid players as well.
Hmm. Will be interesting to see what happens this weekend. I don't know that the other thing is you can take this, all of these competitions basically into the second weekend, because they're going to play some teams their first weekend that they're going to beat. Then they're going to play UNO in the volleyball day. And I suspect everybody's going to play that day, that night. Mm-hmm. Like they're not going to just hold people back. They're going to do all kinds of things there. And then you got to kind of decide, because they have three big non-conference matches: Creighton, Kentucky, and Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the feeling is they've got to win at least two of those to feel really good about having what amounts to a regional seed.
And you think this is a Final Four team?
Oh, yeah. I do. I think the chemistry and the culture is always good. I think the chemistry is better. I think... I think I've talked about this before, and I could be wrong. I'm often wrong. I think the chemistry with this group is just going to be a little bit better than it was last year. Not because they had bad chemistry, but you had a lot of seniors last year. You had one senior who I don't really think thought they were going to be playing as much as they did in the role that they did, that being Nicklin Hames. You had another senior who got banged up, obviously, in Kenzie. And then you had Matty Kubik, who, you know, was, I think, ready to roll and had a really strong season. But it's notable to me that both she and Knuckles had no intention of coming back. And Knuckles, I think, announced that prior to getting hurt.
I believe that's right.
And I think it's because, hey, we're full at scholarships, and we're not looking for walk-ons. We don't need more people around to compete. I think those seniors, it was kind of about, obviously, about their senior years. It was the number one team in the country. I think there was a little pressure there that they felt. They lost one of their best defensive players, and the setter situation did not resolve itself, right? And Stiffens was gone. Stiffens wasn't there. And so I think the last 2 years had taken a lot out of them. You know, because they had the 2021 and then the 2021 fall season. I just think there was a level of exhaustion around the program that's not there now. I think these freshmen have come in. I think they've been a breath of fresh air. And I also think their personalities have been very propulsive. They're out. They're outgoing. They're extroverted. And I think Nebraska, I think they feel like they have leaders. They're young, but they have leaders. I mean, the captains this year are Alexi Rodriguez, the defensive specialist, and Merritt Beeson, who just got there.
Mm-hmm.
I think in 2 years' time, they'll have four captains. Does that make sense?
It does.
Because I think that's the kind of players they have down there. So, yeah. I think it's the kind of team that's going to peak late and is not going to be afraid of anything.
Sounds like a standard Nebraska volleyball team.
All right. That's our podcast for this week. For Evan and Tom, I'm Sam, and thanks for listening.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.